Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Heading to New England this week, just kind of what's the mindset for this team?
Finish, you know, strain, finish, be us. Know who we are, know what we've been doing, know who we are, and go in there and play a good game of ball, you know. The Patriots have done a good job this year of playing football the right way. You know, they got that new coach and they're booming, so. We and respect it, and we know the energy that is involved, and, you know, we just got to just focus on us. Keep winning practices, keep winning, you know, bonding sessions, and go out there and play for one another and, you know, continue to leave it all on the field, you know, play like 17.
Deon, you guys have won these consecutive AFC East championships, and the Patriots are the ones that can take that away from you guys if they win this game. How much of anything does that play into this week for you guys?
Well, I didn't even know that existed. So thinking about it now, you know, life goes, right? It's a roller coaster. We've been winning for a long time.
Life doesn't wait, and neither should you. Aleve can help you deal with pain less throughout your day, whether it's a long day on your feet, a demanding workout, or everyday aches and pains. You need relief that can keep up when pain persists. Aleve is here for you with longer-lasting body pain relief compared to leading OTC-branded pain relievers. With just one pill, Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed.
To an extent, right? So we know how to win. We know what to do. So if this is their hat and T-shirts game, then our job is to win a football game and, you know, stop a hat and T-shirt game. But good for them.
Yeah, and you mentioned play like 17. Does it surprise you, or do you feel like it's a coincidence that four of his best games this year have come against Burrow, Mahomes, Lamar, and Baker?
You guys be knowing some stats. That's insane. So his best games come from those opponents.
Four best games have been against those quarterbacks.
Wow. Well, I tip my hat to Scally for, you know, being Scally, but that is a fact that I did not know. So I guess, good job, Josh Allen. Good job, Josh Allen. But it says what it is. Like I know every year those familiar names are the guys that are in the MVP race and stuff like that. You know, who knows? Maybe he puts a little extra umph on it, but I can't even say that because Josh gives his all every game. So I don't think that the opponent really shows or tells, but Josh is a competitor, man. Whether it's Tom Brady or Burrow or Mahomes or Kyler Murray, like, Josh is going to play to win, and he wants to be the best athlete on the field. So whatever he has to do to be that, it's obviously showing, but it's kind of cool that he's doing that against some, you know, prime pillar opponents and, you know, throwing his weight around because we see it on game day.
I can't remember what coach said this. Kind of mad that I can't remember it, but he said that in December,
elite run games travel. Like for you guys,
it's true.
Establishing that on the road, like what goes into that?
What goes into being an elite running offense? Knowing that as the season goes, you have to be able to do all three phases to win a football game, right? And I'll start with special teams because it starts the football game. Then it goes to either offense or defense. And then as it goes, it breaks down with them passing and running and screens and all of our gimmick plays and stuff like that. Football is running and throwing and tackling, right? You have to be able to use every aspect of winning a football game to win games. Late in the season, even early in the season, but you have a little bit more leeway early in the season. But at the end of the season is really when everything has to come in full fold, because you can't go into a game and be like, all we have to do is stop the run and we'll win. No, because teams that go the distance late in the playoffs can do all phases, run pass, screens, deep balls, short balls, everything. And it's cool that we have a good team. It's great that we have a great offensive line and a great running back to be able to run. But, you know, that's just a phase of football that you have to be able to check that box off with the Golden Star to be able to win games late down towards the end of the season. But it just gives us confidence, right? It gives us confidence that we know that there's a lot of different ways that we can win a football game. And to have Cook and to see Cook play free and just do his thing and run behind the big boys, you know, it's a beautiful feeling. Because I always say, right, like, it's hard to win games. And for an offensive lineman, it's hard to be an offensive lineman. And when you can run forward at a defender instead of go backwards with a great defender in front of you, it makes football just that much easier, which run blocking is still extremely hard, but it just makes it that much easier.
Going off of that, too, just important games in December, but playing divisional opponents, does it mean anything more, even the slightest, given the opponent and even what's at stake come Sunday?
Can you ask your question again for me?
The game Sunday, late December game, you're also playing a division opponent.
Right.
How you guys want to take care of the division opponents when you
right.
play them. Just, does it mean anything more than it would be in another game?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Because we know going into the season every year, win every game, of course. But the individual battles are win your division. Winning your division is not the easiest way, but that's the first way to be able to punch your ticket into the postseason. And divisional opponents play us the hardest, as I always say. The Jets, the Dolphins, the Patriots, those games are extremely hard. In previous years, like, I'm not trying to take no jabs, but, like, the Jets' record might not show how good of a football team they really are. They're always missing just a little bit more, right? Just a little bit. But they play us extremely hard. And that goes for the Patriots and both the Dolphins, right? So, yes, we know that the divisional games are like playoff games. No matter how they end up on the schedule, whether it's beginning, middle, or end, which they are all of those throughout the season, they're hard. So we play playoff games throughout the whole season. And the fact that the Patriots are a different team, you know, it just makes it that much more exciting. But great teams are going to play each other on Sunday. That's why we play in football. We want to play against good teams. We want to play against good players. Nobody wants it to be easy. Nobody doesn't like drama. This is what this is, right? Like, we're football players that entertain, right? And we're entertaining the world by playing great ball. And that's what we're looking forward to doing on Sunday.
Back in August, you were high on Tyrell Shavers. Now that it's December, what have you seen from him this season? His kind of his ability to
lead this team? I think the mental strength that players have is very impressive, right? Like, for receivers that don't get 20 targets in a game or even 15 targets in a game and to be able to go out there and block, right? It just shows selflessness of a player. And when you have selflessness players, you have an opportunity to win. And he asked a question about the run game earlier, and shame on me for just saying running behind the big boys, and I'm glad that you asked that question because it reminded me. But the run game is the whole offense, even the quarterback, right? Shavers has been blocking his behind off all season long. And to have skinny guys that block like big guys, it just is a beautiful sight. And as I always say, I tip my hat to guys like that. But Shaves has showed the type of player he was in preseason, in camp, and now in the season, he's showing it. And if you look at the film and you look at what Shavers is doing, he is a special gem in this offense. And when guys on the edges and the perimeters can do their job, you know, skinny guys on skinny guys, you know, and he's winning battles. And we respect it, and we need those guys to win battles in the run game. And they know it. They're a huge part of it, just like the big guys from left tackle all the way to right.
You're one of the vets on this roster. What have you said to younger teammates about the type of mindset that you want to see in the final 4 weeks of the regular season?
It's really just good question, Maddie. But it's really just stay who you are, trust your process, master your process, right? And when you master your process, it continues to build confidence in yourself, and just be yourself, right? Like, you don't have to do nothing different from a divisional game to a playoff game to the first game of the season to a game where you're trying to make the roster. Everybody, just master your process, do your job, and do what you've been doing the entire season. And just do it better to the ability that you can do it, but stay in your routine. Stay who you are. Don't do nothing different. Don't start doing Pilates tomorrow. Don't start doing yoga. No, stay who you are. If you lift weights on Tuesday and Wednesday and you get in a sauna and you get in a cryo or the oxygen tank, master those crafts, right? Stay in there for the hours that you're doing it. Be the best in your process, and that's all that we can ask for. This is the NFL. Guys are good. Stay in your process. Be yourself, and that's all that we can ask for. Because the management, like upstairs, has you here for a reason. And they know that you can master your craft, master your process. Show the guys that you're going to master your craft. You're going to be the best version of yourself when that game starts on Sunday, Monday, Thursday, whenever the game is.
Yeah, we hear about it all the time on the outside, about how football is different in December and January. From your perspective, what changes this time of year?
You tell me. What do you see different on the football field end of the season from players?
I think some teams rise to the occasion. You know, they don't, the details, a little bit more, they hone in on those. Mm-hmm. But that's just from my seat. That's from my seat, but what do you think?
Well, I think that your seat has a good visual, is why I reversed that question. But you would see a lot of passion, right? A lot of passion, a lot of grit, a lot of, if we don't win, we're going to fall off the cliff. Like, guys that change, right? And guys that might be fighting for incentives. Like, who knows, bro? Like, the end of the season, guys doing different things when they should have just been doing a consistent thing the entire season long. You know, if you put a dollar in a day at the end of the season, you'll stack up all those dollars, right? It's 18 games, so you should have a bucket that says 18. Instead of getting to the last two games of the season and having a bucket that says 8, and now you're trying to fill that bucket up with 10 more dollars on the last two games, right? So hopefully that analogy makes you, like, understand, but that's what I see, bro. Like, I see guys that fight. I see guys that, you know, give it their all, and I see guys that try to do things differently than they have ever done in the earlier part of the season. And that's why people make mistakes towards the end, and they knock themselves off. But when you have the mindset of being consistent and staying who you are, you have a better shot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.